There are certain things that are common denominators in all the high achievers that I work with, whether they be millionaires, billionaires, entrepreneurs, celebrities, athletes, or entertainers. They all have a common shift in their beliefs. And we're here to trade our protection for progress. Too often, we use logic and analysis. We overthink and hesitate. We interfere with the infinite amount of energy that we have by utilizing a duplicative negative of worrying. Worrying not only interferes with our infinite energy, but it also is wishing for what we don't want, about what might go wrong, instead of being more interested than interesting in what we can do right now, in the focus, the intention, and the discipline that leads to the divine direction defined as devotion. Our devotion or our beliefs either fuel our action or quietly interfere with the energy and momentum to achieve. And all our high achievers believe in the alignment of their devotion, and they identify these interferences that quietly drain our momentum. Today, I'll present for the holiday training the 6 lessons that our playbook has for moving from fear to curiosity and excitement, from excuses to solutions, from static identity to the growth identity that is a common denominator of all overachievers. We won't wait to quote unquote feel ready. We'll act, gather evidence, and let that evidence build our belief. And together, we'll turn the dis-ease, the discomfort into data, the dis-ease, the missteps into feedback, and daily practices that will compound our outcomes in the divine direction of where we want to be, or even better. This goal is simple: aligning our beliefs with behaviors that scale. When we update the stories we tell ourselves, when we upgrade the outcomes we create for our clients, our teams, and our families, we will have the core beliefs that shift into high achievement. The first lesson that we have today, which is available, like I said, by emailing me, David@dmeltzer.com, David@dmeltzer.com. Get your exercise and this lesson from protection to progress. We lose so much momentum when we play defense. How many times do you see in a football game where a team is ahead and they lose their momentum and they play it safe and they focus on defending instead of what we gain capability-wise when we extract value from the dis-ease, from the discomfort? We skip a pitch to avoid rejection. We skip an opportunity to avoid failure. Instead of pitching, failing, learning, and sharpening our message, we sit at home in procrastination, feeling overwhelmed as an imposter, interfering with our potential, losing the objectivity of life, of the human experience, in order to learn. And the only way that we learn is to do and to say and to think and to feel and to believe in alignment with where we think we want to be, and then learn the protection, the promotion to progress. Discomfort, dis-ease is actually a tuition. It's tuition for your future higher self, your future excellence. Think about it as a payment towards progress. We extract the lesson, the relationship, and the clarity from this progress, this discomfort and dis-ease that is the tuition for our excellence. Some of the things that we can do in order to move from protection to promotion and progress is to actually name the hard tasks and do them first, and prioritize the circumstances of the day with the alignment of the divine devotional intention that you have of doing, saying, thinking, feeling, and believing in alignment of where you want to be or better. And ask ourselves, what value are we looking to extract from this? What lessons in light and love can we extract from this before we actually engage in the challenge? And then let's debrief each challenge. Let's look for the light, the love, and the lessons. The three games of, did I do my best? What did I learn? And did I have fun? Analyzing the lessons, the relationships, and the clarity of which comes from that, increasing our momentum and our progress. Lesson number one, email me, david@dmeltzer.com, is how to get from protection to progress. Lesson number two, let's move from why not to how. Why me to try me? Our excuses preserve the meaning of the past, which limits our self-image, and nobody can ever overachieve their own self-image. It preserves these limits to our potential. Our solutions are that which create the pathways to the divine direction. In devotion, a combination of focus and intention, of discipline and devotion in the divine direction. We replace the quote-unquote, we don't have time to prospect, we don't have time to do this, we don't have time with, we can if we utilize a minimum amount of time every day. A minimum amount of time, knowing that 2 minutes a day is worth 2 hours on a Saturday. Move from being an extra miler, going the extra mile every once in a while, and using that to justify why you're not where you want to be, into an empty miler, where there is no competition and no comparison and no judgment, by doing things that are most important every day, 7 days a week. I know so many of us love to go off the grid. You can still go off the grid and have your non-negotiable behaviors. A minimum amount of time on sleep, a minimum of time with your family, a minimum of time with your finances, your faith, the study of time and study of relativity. And you still can do whatever the F you want with the rest of the day, according to the circumstances of the day, the interest rates, the weather, your budgets, well, the arguments, the interference, the dis-ease that you have created. And shortening that distance of resistance with the wisdom and the faith that is created by the why not, to the how, to the why me, to the try me. Our language is that which leads our logic with intention. The better questions and the better suggestions unlock the better routes to the protection, the promotion, the love, and perfection that exist in the divine direction. We ban, we can't because, and we will use, would it help us if? Do we know anyone that can help us? Would it help us if? Do we know anyone that can help us? We convert the every interference into each and every incremental step to gain the wisdom and the faith to shorten the distance of resistance between us and where we want to be or better. Let's keep a how. Let's keep a try me ledger that shows here was the obstacle, here was the challenge, here was the struggle, and here was the solution attempted, and how long from the time that we identified the obstacle did we come to the solution that already existed in the obstacle, the struggle, and the pain, known as the resolution, the resolution. Obstacles, solution attempted, resolution, lapse of time that was required in order to figure it out, to elevate your awareness to the resolution, the resolution. This is how we get from why not to the how. This is how we get from why me to try me. Because it is those empty milers that are winning the races, not the extra milers that are living in disgraces. If you would like this lesson, along with others and the exercises and guides, just email me. I've been doing this for over 28 years, always giving away my books, my guides, and my exercises for free. Just email me, david@dmeltzer.com. The third lesson, do it now. 100% of the things you do now get done. If you know what to do now and know what to do next, you will have the antidote to procrastination as well as feeling overwhelmed, the two nemesis of an entrepreneur as a business person. The reason that we do it now and do it next is not only as an antidote to feeling overwhelmed and procrastinating, it's because our belief follows behavior. Our belief follows behavior from what we do say, think, feel, and believe. We don't wait to feel ready. It is our actions, not our analysis and our logic, that builds the evidence, that builds our beliefs. It is the do it now, the 100% of the things we do now and do it next attitude that will create the evidence, that will build the belief, so that when the evidence is contrary to where we want to be or is it missing, is non-existent, we will not only seek the wisdom from people who already sit in the situation that we want to be in, but we will have the faith that we're being protected, promoted, loved, and perfected, even though there is no evidence or the evidence is contrary to where we want to be, because belief follows the behavior of what we do say, think, feel, and believe. And with the discipline each and every day, by using a minimum amount of time to put that intention in, attention plus intention in disciplined behavior equals coincidence, the coinciding of the universe. So many times we have to ship a deliverable this week and iterate with our customer, their feedbacks. And we put it off because things may not have gone as planned. But when we utilize the do it now, we see that we provide the resolution not only for us, but for our customers as well. An imperfect action creates evidence. Evidence creates belief. Belief creates sustained momentum towards the pursuit of our potential. If we wait for perfection, it will never come. Perfect action leads to procrastination and feeling overwhelmed, into a limitation of our own self-image. And please notate, you will never overachieve your own self-image. So let's take the do it now approach and the do it next approach, and let's take an imperfect action and create evidence that will create belief, that will sustain the momentum by clearing the interference with wisdom and faith, and shorten the distance of that interference as well. Lower the bar. 2 minutes a day is worth 2 hours on a Saturday. Lower the bar. Assign the attention and intention of what we do say, think, feel, and believe every single day for a minimum amount of time, so you can live in the empty mile instead of spending 16 hours on a Saturday. Spend 16 minutes a day. Define for ourselves when we are done for now, so perfection can't stall us. We are done for now. By doing it now and doing it next, we are done for now. And tomorrow, according to the circumstances of the day and my non-negotiable behavior, I will do it again if it's aligned in my divine direction with the discipline, which becomes devotion of intention and attention to equal the coincidences, the coinciding of the universe. Constantly reviewing the evidence, the data, making improvements along the way. One improvement, one incremental step at a time. Taking imperfect action, creating evidence when there is no evidence, belief when there is no belief, and momentum when there is none, by clearing the interference between us and where we want to be or better. Do it now. Do it next. 100% of the things you do now get done. Belief will follow your behavior. I promise you, if you take that imperfection, if you take that imperfect action, you will create momentum and be an empty miler. Stop being an extra miler. And using that to justify why you're not where you want to be or better. If you would like lesson number 3 along with 1 and 2, if you'd like the exercises, guides, and books for free, just email me, david@dmeltzer.com. David means beloved. D is my first initial. Meltzer means servant. Please email the beloved servant, david@dmeltzer.com. Lesson number 4. From fear of failure to the curiosity about results, by being more interested than interesting. From fear of failure to the curiosity about results, our fear interferes with our potential. It creates the resistance between us and where we desire to be in our divine direction. It cancels our devotion. It is this ability to be more interested than interesting that creates the creativity and curiosity that keeps us testing until we finally discover an asymmetric upside. Thomas Edison was the greatest inventor of all time and created electricity. Thomas Edison failed or learned 10,000 times, and it was his curiosity, his creativity that kept his testing. Test and go, and then you will know where you want to be or better. Be more interested than interesting. Test and go pricing, test and go gains, test and go will allow you to uncover the gains that guessing, not testing, would never reveal. When we use curiosity, when we use the questions and suggestions, when we have the failures, mistakes, setbacks, defining moments to gain the lessons by not guessing, but by uncovering the gains through testing. The test and grow approach will allow you to move from fail and failure to the curiosity of the results that occur. Even if the results are not indicative of where you want to be or better, they are protecting, promoting, loving, perfecting you, not punishing you, not stopping you, not failing you. Failure is fast feedback. That's all it is. Curiosity to be more interested than interesting will keep us moving long enough to collect breakthroughs. Incremental success that can't be seen with the human experience, but will gain and aggregate and accelerate and compound until you do have the capability to be aware of it. There are no overnight successes. Things happen very slowly, then all of a sudden, because they accelerate and aggregate and compound without the ability to be aware of it doing so. So we must only look at the behaviors aligned with the divine direction in a devotional way, with our attention plus our intention equal the coincidences, the coinciding of what we do, say, think, feel, and believe, taking our fear of failure to a curiosity about the evidence that's presented from the testing and going. Run tests. Control them with questions and suggestions to learn the lessons. Run tests. Utilize the test and go approach. Journal the results in whatever mechanisms, utilizing the quantitative analysis of man-made constructs, the only constructs that can be quantitatively looked at, which is time and money. How much time did we spend in interference between us and where we want to be or better? What have we learned after these testings? These key actions, getting the feedback and moving forward on protection and promoting, not caring whether it takes one test or 10,000 like Thomas Edison to do so. We debrief the losses for mechanics. Debriefing the losses to get the lessons, the mechanics of where and how and who can we improve with, not identify with. It is not our identity, it is our curiosity in which allows us to improve. Identifying as a failure, not utilizing the feedback, is one of the most common mistakes of entrepreneurs, giving themselves interference and determining and diminishing their own self-image by the lessons of wanting to improve. Stop creating that interference. Start testing and going. Move from fear of failure to the be more interested than interesting curiosity of the evidence, even if the evidence is contrary to where you want to be or better. If you would like the lesson along with the others, just email me, david@dmeltzer.com. Lesson number 5, from static identity, the stable identity to a growth identity, utilizing the daily practices of belief. Static labels come from the conscious, subconscious, and unconscious competency in which is genetically and energetically inherited. These static labels or identity, it limits our self-image. It caps us from the infinite energy, intellect, intuition, and inspiration that is available and part of us in a unified, abundant system of thought with more than enough of everything for everyone. In order to work an expanding universe of infinite universe, we need to expand. Utilizing a growth identity expands ourselves in alignment with the divine direction, utilizing things as options, opportunities, and touches of favor. And it is the belief. It is the belief, the end result of intention by doing, saying, thinking, and feeling that creates a belief in the unconscious competency, which must be a daily practice to get us to where we want to be. Or better, I am not blank becomes we're becoming blank who create value through blank. I am not a salesperson becomes we're becoming leaders to create value through conversations. I am not becomes I am, what am I doing to interfere with it? I am happy. I am healthy. I am wealthy. I am worthy. What am I doing to interfere with it? Not, I'm not. I'm not capable. I can't. I won't. I won't. We shouldn't. Couldn't. I am not blank becomes I become blank. Creating value through blank. Your identity is a story. It's a meaning of the past. It's the definition of relativity. And we need to practice that just like we practice anything else. Identity is a story that we practice and have for generations of inheritance of genetic and energetic capacity. Belief is built through doing, saying, thinking, and feeling. Belief is built through the consistent, persistent pursuit of our potential, our divine direction in a discipline that is called devotion, a combination of wisdom and faith, and shortening that distance of resistance to find the resolutions by utilizing the first four lessons that we have shared already. Make sure that we're journaling, what am I becoming statements, and then track or align the behaviors that you're doing that are stable, doing well, or you think are doing well. Make sure that you're counting the W's and making sure you don't double down on the L's, the losses every day. Each morning, repeat these empowering phrases of gratitude, that saying thank you before you go to bed and when you wake up. Make sure that we're taking imperfect action and checking the lessons and reframing the obstacles into fast failure and feedback to shorten that distance of resistance. Through a static identity comes a growth identity through daily practices of belief, which are created by doing, saying, thinking, and feeling. Don't limit your potential. Don't limit your identity. Utilize the what am I becoming who creates value through blank. Change the meaning of your past, align it with where you think you want to be or better. It is only the meaning of the past, the relativity of the failures, the setbacks, the mistakes, the defining moments, the historical relevances that will limit you and create a static identity. You live in a growth universe of abundance. More than enough of everything for everything, a more than enough universe, a unified, abundant system of thought. Work with it, not against it, creating resistance to it. If you'd like lesson number 5, with the other lessons, exercises, guides, and my books, just email me, david@dmeltzer.com. david@dmeltzer.com. David means beloved. At D is my first initial. Meltzer means servant. So please email your beloved servant, david@dmeltzer.com. Lesson number 6, scale belief with actual pragmatic man-made constructs of systems and leadership. We can actually scale our beliefs so that we get an exponential result from them, utilizing the expansion that's created by what? The three characteristics of energy: acceleration, aggregation, and compounding impacts or outcomes. Our teams adapt and adopt our beliefs faster than our goals. Those beliefs will create the behaviors and discipline and devotion to achieve those goals. People don't work for a company, they work for a culture, and the culture is the belief at scale. People don't work for a company, they work for a culture, and that belief is a company at scale. Reframe it. Give it meaning. When we miss targets, when we haven't gotten to where we want to be or better, use it as a lab report, a guide for the next best hypothesis that we can come according to the circumstances of the day. God's guarantee of 24 hours each day. We want to utilize it by having, of course, non-negotiable behavior 7 days a week that accelerates, aggregates, and compounds. But we want to also have new hypotheses each and every day according to the circumstances of each and every day. So many leaders teach a team to believe. These teams scale faster than the ones who are focused in on the target. I coach so many people at the end of the year, and so many of them are focused in on the end of the year target or the new target for next year. When I try to encourage them to believe, realign the meaning, know that we adapt and adopt our beliefs faster than our goals, and it is a culture that we work with personally and professionally, and it is within the culture that allows those beliefs to scale by doing, saying, thinking, and feeling. Run reframe rounds. Reframe an obstacle into a possibility, a probability, a perspective, and a reality by asking, what do we want now? Who can we help? Who can help us? And how best to get it done now? And then do it now, do it next, to apply our why instead of searching for it by reframing it from obstacles to possibility, probability, and perspective. When we know our what, it's a possibility. When we know our who, it's a probability. When we know our how, it's a perspective. When we know our now, it's a reality. And when we apply our why, it's an inspiration, a divine direction, and a devotion of where we want to be or better. We reward our lessons in learning, not just the outcomes or the wins. And we never stack the losses, only doing an L one time. We install a simple infinite loop, catching ourselves in a limiting belief, stopping, dropping, and rolling, replacing it and acting immediately and repeating that daily, knowing that our mind, body, and soul are on fire. And when our mind, body, and soul are on fire, we got to stop, breathe, drop, and then roll into our divine direction with devotion, with intention and attention to equal the coincidences, the coinciding of that infinite universe to protect, promote, love, and perfect us. I work with so many high achievers. And in order for that high achievement to occur, the core beliefs, the culture have to shift. And to shift it, we have to move from protection to progress. From why not to how, from why me to try me. From the fear of failure to the curiosity about the outcomes. Utilizing not a static identity, but a growth identity, utilizing daily beliefs. And then finally, scaling those beliefs with systems and leadership's a pragmatic approach so we can adapt and adopt our beliefs faster than our goals, creating a culture, not a company, that believes at scale. If you would like these six lessons, this exercises and guides, once again, david@dmeltzer.com. We don't need more certainty because it will never come. The guarantee of God, the 24 hours that you're given every single day, except for the last day of your life, you'll be cheated, will have nothing but uncertainty. But you can have certainty of action by utilizing non-negotiable behavior and systems that allow you to use negotiable circumstantial behavior to your best interest in your divine direction, utilizing your devotion as we need better systems and bolder actions in our life to take advantage of the expansion of the infinite, abundant, unified system that we belong to. And when we replace the limits of our self-image with what we do say, think, feel, we can ask ourselves, how can we? And then move within minutes as our identity shifts from the inside out. That allows us to scale beliefs across the people we encounter personally and professionally, creating teams of people, knowing our position on that team of who we can help and who can help us, and a culture of belief. Our commitment to each other from here, catch our limiting beliefs. Replace it with relativity, meaning that is more aligned with the divine direction, and apply our why, our devotion to it. Taking imperfect steps and repeating them daily to find the light, the love, and the lessons as we celebrate our small wins and learn fast from the losses and never having two of them in a row. By keeping our creativity, our curiosity, leading the way. This is how we shift our core beliefs to become what we're meant to be, to maintain and sustain the desire that you must be what you can be, to shift those core beliefs to align with high achievement. This has been the holiday training. If anybody would like the guides, exercises, and books, please email me, david@dmeltzer.com. May God bless all of you in 2026. May you be more interested than interesting. And most importantly, be kind. Be kind to your future self and do good deeds.